You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip. It's June 1st, and it's 2MTL. So in 2-Minute Time Lord 136, I was reflecting on how much less attentive and empathetic the 11th Doctor seems compared to some of his predecessors, especially the 10th. It's easy to think of some of the reasons Stephen Moffat's going this way. Interpersonal character-driven drama was the hallmark of the last 5 years, and one way to keep the show fresh is to de-emphasize that in favor of other narrative elements. While paying less attention to the Doctor's emotional life has some surprise payoffs, as North American viewers will find out this coming Saturday in Amy's Choice, but with less source material to go on, you're left to speculate on why the Doctor is so different, even as the showrunner insists that he's the same man. So, let's speculate. Obviously, producers choose their Doctors in part to contrast them with the last guy. What if it works that way within the fiction as well? What if the Doctor's subconscious guides a regeneration, overcompensating for his perceived weaknesses in crafting a new personality? The 10th Doctor was bleeding emotions all over the place. He got himself more overtly attached to Rose than any previous Doctor could have, and their separation led him to a somewhat unhealthy partnership with Martha. He allowed Davros to goad him into severing his ties with his companions, and alone and aimless, his frustrations carried him away on Mars. He carried that guilt right to the end. So in the fires of regeneration, a little voice in the back of the Doctor's head says, "Keep it under control. Being too human got you into all this trouble. Shut it down." He emerged more intellectually curious and less prone to attachment at the cost of his emotional intelligence. Still the hero, still the passionate defender of what is right, but now aloof and awkward and prone to make new mistakes. And it remains to be seen how this once more alien Doctor will find his heart before he travels back in time to flesh and stone to have a far warmer conversation with Amy Pond than he seems capable of today. So let me know if that makes sense to you, or if you think I'm completely wrong. You can leave a comment at twominutetimelord.com. Just click on the Leave a Comment link. You can find my podcast on iTunes as well. I'm on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. Also check out facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening.